Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast from Monday through Friday, where we encourage you to come and study the Bible with us. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and your host is Pastor Rick DeMichael. This week, we're airing a message entitled, Can You Lose It? And in this message, the preacher will guide us through the Bible for the discussion of whether or not we can lose our salvation. In other words, once I receive Christ as my Savior, is there anything that can cause me to lose my place in heaven? We trust you will find this series an encouraging, Bible-based look at the security that the believer has in Jesus Christ. And we also pray that today's message will be a blessing to you. If you'd like to hear today's message again or other messages by Pastor DeMichael, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
Number two, how do you get it? Let's stay right here where we're at in verses 12 and 13. Look at verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life. The Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verse 4. But verse 13 says, we receive Christ, we get eternal life by believing. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. I know these are simple concepts, but it's amazing. You remember Paul was concerned that Satan had blinded the minds of the Corinthian believers concerning the simplicity that's in Christ. And it's not God that complicates things and makes it hard. John chapter 1 and verse 11. He came unto his own, Christ. He came to the Jews. And his own what? Received him not. They rejected him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now you say, preacher, how do I receive Christ? How do I receive Christ? As a Roman Catholic growing up, we were taught in catechism that we receive Christ by going to communion. They had taken the ordinance and turned it into a sacrament. That's not what the Bible teaches. Take a look at this here. He says, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that what? Believe on his name. That's how you get salvation. You believe on Christ. Believe is synonymous in the New Testament with receive. It's not intellectual assent to Jesus Christ, the historical figure. It's heartfelt trust. Just like all of you are sitting in this chair this morning, you are trusting in that chair to hold you up. There's no need for you to hang on or tense up your leg muscles. That chair will hold you up. When you trust Christ, you are trusting him to hold you up. Many years ago, the great tightrope walker Blondin was walking across a tightrope across the Niagara Falls. And he had gone across and back, and there was a large crowd amazed at such a feat of daring and courage. And so he said to the crowd, he said, how many of you believe I could put you on my back and take you across? And most people raised their hand. And he pointed to a grown man and he said, you, sir, come, get on my back. And the guy decided that wasn't such a good idea. It's one thing to say, I believe Christ will save me. It's another thing to abandon religion, abandon self-effort and self-works, and to trust in him fully and put your case completely in his hands. There's a great big difference between knowing about somebody for a long time and actually meeting them. Peter says, the just for the unjust. Christ suffered for us, the just for the unjust, to pay for our sins, and the Bible tells us to receive him. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Folks, if we're saved by grace through faith, then we are kept by the same. Otherwise, we take amazing grace and turn it into a floating opportunity. Otherwise, constantly abiding turns into constantly deciding. And think of it for a second, folks. If I lost my salvation, I've been born again. Then I'd have to be unborn. And then reborn again. And then if I lost it again, well, you get the idea. And so maybe Jesus should have said, you must be born again, 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 again. But he didn't say that. He said, you must be born again. One new birth is all it takes. Now, let me take you to the portion of scripture that is the strongest argument against eternal security and show you that it's the strongest argument for eternal security. And in fairness to those that believe you can lose your salvation, there are verses in the Bible that look that way at first glance. If you don't look at the context and you don't study them completely and cross-reference them out through scripture, you can come to that conclusion. But let me say this. God didn't ask us to play a game where, okay, how many look like it is and how many look like it isn't, and I'll go with the higher number. Folks, the Bible doesn't contradict itself. So let's take a look at this. Let's be fair this morning. Take your Bibles and go to the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. One of the greatest ways to understand scripture that's confounding you is to get it in context. Who's he talking to? When is he talking to him? What is he talking about? And what period of time are we in? Are we over there in the garden before the fall of man? Are we there in Genesis 6 just before the flood? Are we after the flood? Are we in the book of Exodus where God's delivering the law to the Jewish people? Are we during the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ before he was crucified? Are we after he was crucified? Are we in the current church age? In other words, dispensations. These moral probationary periods we find in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. If you understand whose mail you're reading, okay, and the address on the envelope, it'll help you get proper context. Let's take a look at this here. I can't tell you how many times, especially when I was down south, I had these verses thrown into my face to prove that you could lose your salvation. And by the way, whoever it is that loses whatever they had, it's true, they lost it. But there's also something else that isn't generally considered. Take a look at verse 4. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and of the powers of the world to come. Now, somebody trying to defend eternal security said one time, well, that's not a saved person. That sounds pretty saved to me. That sounds like somebody that's in on God's program in some way, shape, or form. Watch this. It's impossible. And then all this parenthetical description. It is impossible. Go from it is impossible. Forget the parenthetical material there. Enlightened, heavenly gift, tasted of the good power. And then look at verse 6. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. Seeing they crucify. The Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Do you realize what verse 6 is saying? If these people that had all of this going on, enlightenment, tasted of the heavenly gift, verse 4, made partakers of the Holy Ghost, tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, it's impossible to what? Renew them again unto repentance. You know what that verse is teaching? If you want to apply it to a church age saint, that when you lose your salvation, there's no getting it back. I don't know anybody that I've ever met that believes you could lose your salvation, that believes you can never get it back. But that's what this verse is teaching. Now you say, well then, who is this? Okay, without teaching you the whole New Testament this morning, if you take the context of this and you study the book of Revelation carefully and Matthew chapter 24 carefully, you find out a tribulation saint cannot take the mark of the beast and crucify the Son of God afresh. And you read the book of Revelation and Matthew chapter, take a look at Matthew chapter 24 for a second. I'll give you another verse that's commonly used to prove you can lose your salvation. And again, all it is a verse that's being taken at first glance value, but the context isn't being considered. Look at Matthew chapter 24. And by the way, what's the subject of Matthew 24? The tribulation period. The disciples ask Jesus about his second coming. And he launches off into this long dissertation about the tribulation period, which, by the way, the church won't even be around during that period of time. This is Jacob's trouble, Daniel's 70th week. Take a look at verse Look at verse, I'll just pick up a little bit of context here. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Then look at verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be what? And then shall this gospel of the kingdom be preached. Not the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of the kingdom be preached. An earthly, physical, visible kingdom with a king showing up to rule and reign for 1,000 years. And all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And then look at verse 15, 16, 17. He starts talking about the abomination of desolation found in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel's 70th week. He's right in the middle of the tribulation. He that shall endure to the end of the tribulation shall be saved. You can't take the mark of the beast.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled Can You Lose It? By Pastor Rick DeMichael. And in this week's lessons, Pastor DeMichael gave us biblically based reasons why someone who truly believes in the finished work of Jesus Christ as the payment for their sins can never lose that great gift. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who purchased us, and He is the one that will keep our salvation for all eternity. But if you don't know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and we will gladly help in any way we can. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, if you'd like to hear this or other messages by Pastor DeMichael, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org. That's tvbc.org. You can also visit our YouTube page and follow us on Facebook for more information. Our bookstore is also open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30, as well as Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us in our services, which begin with Sunday school at 9:30, followed by the morning service at 10:45. We also have a Sunday evening service at 5:45, and of course all of the services have fully staffed nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting programs for all ages, including junior high, high school, and college age groups. And don't forget our Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock, which has the Master's Club program during the school year for the kids, and a Bible study at the same time for the adults over in the main auditorium. We hope to see you soon at Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and may God bless you.